أحبذ الدفريسي who invited our Lord Jesus Christ for a dinner. And the Pharisee from outside is what was he doing to the Lord? What was he doing to the Lord? Inviting him, serving him, is offering him love. He is a servant. He is a servant. And it's an honor for the Lord to be invited and eating and drinking. Yeah? And of course, he made a big celebration. And while they are making the big celebration, and so many people gathered and invited, and he paid a lot of money to make this dinner, he's a great servant. But there is another woman who was not invited, was not supposed to be there. She invited herself to the dinner. She just heard that he is there. And she went. And she stood behind him and kept weeping at his feet. And from the her tears, she wet his feet and then washed it with her hair. And what Simon was doing, Simon was very upset. He said, if he is a good teacher, he would have known who is this woman. Who is this woman? Thanks for the Lord that he doesn't take the opinion of people about each other. Thanks for the Lord that he doesn't look from outside. Thanks for the Lord that he looks only at our hearts. Simon sees in this woman an awful woman. Unbearable, doesn't deserve even to be there. Doesn't deserve to even touch the Lord. And the Lord sees in this woman what? A great heart. A loving heart. A repentant heart. So the Lord leaves her. And this woman didn't only wash his feet with her tears, but she kept kissing his feet. Kissing his feet means what? Why do you think you kiss somebody? Why do you think you kiss somebody? Love. But why do you kiss the feet of somebody? Means what? I can understand that when you kiss someone, you love them. But when you kiss a feet of someone, means what? Huh? Gratefulness. Gratefulness. Yani, as if she is saying, Lord, I came repenting. I came regretting my sins, and you already have forgiven me. That's why she was kissing his, humbling herself, kissing his feet, gratefulness. And on top of that, she broke her precious perfume and poured it on his feet. I think what the Lord has said about this woman, he said two things. He said she loved the Lord, and he said that her faith saved her. Her faith saved her. Yeah? So I wanted all of us to concentrate with me between this Pharisee and this woman. So many of us serve the Lord in different ways. Like that Pharisee, he is inviting the Lord, making for him a dinner, inviting other people to come. He is listening to him, he is enjoying his company, serving the Lord. But never let the Lord to get into his heart. This woman couldn't serve the Lord from outside, but invited the Lord to her heart. Welcomed the Lord in her heart. She knew what food the Lord likes. The Lord is not after vegetables and meat. The Lord is after her heart. So she offered him this, her heart. Yeah? The first thing, that woman was different than the Pharisee, was her repentance. Her repentance. She was weeping. She was in tears. And she was humbling herself. She felt that she doesn't deserve to be face to face with the Lord. That's why she stood behind him, behind his feet. Where is the position of the sinner? Behind. She could not face the Lord. But look at us now. We sin and we dare to carry on. Shyness and shamefulness and politeness has disappeared from our lives. Tears are hardly now found in any repentant person. But we need it. We need it. We need, when we repent, to be really, really regretting, ashamed of ourselves, looking down, sitting at the Lord's feet, crying and saying, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. You want to be saved? Repent. You want really the Lord to have mercy upon you? Repent. You want really to be forgiven? Repent. After all, this woman being forgiven, that Pharisee was not. reminds me of the Pharisee and the sinner. The tax collector stood outside, and the Pharisee came to the Lord saying, I have done, I have served you, I have followed your commandments. But the Bible tells us he went out with unjustified judgment. But this Pharisee went out forgiven.